You are listening to episode 870. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's meditation, you are going to learn a technique to help you reflect on the past week. We launch into a brand new series today. Every single Sunday, this happens to be for a Sunday's episode, although you can listen to the episodes in any order you want. Well, every Sunday, we launch into a brand new meditation series customized around a weekly theme. And throughout the entire week, you discover different meditation techniques that you can do whether you're seated meditating or whether you're right smack in the midst of your busy day. And you'll learn how to weave meditation into a lifestyle, because it's not just meditation, it's truly a lifestyle. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm your meditation guide. And I have a website over at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And if you'd like to be guided in a meditation using the same techniques I share with you here on the podcast, you can be guided in a full meditation. And you can do that at sipandom.com, and you get 2 weeks free, 14 meditations absolutely free, just for giving it a whirl. So let's get you started into your meditation, where I'll share the technique with you today. Every Sunday we do a reflection where you lay to rest the past week. And our theme this week is how to manage a bad mood. So these techniques you can do throughout the week to help you manage your worst moods. So the technique for today is a visualization. And so as you do your meditation today, or as you go throughout your day, you can do these techniques when you wake up in the morning, or when you go to bed at night, or right in the middle of your day. The technique is to consider what you experienced this past week. So just calm your mind and body. Start to feel your body relax. When your body's relaxed, your mind can become calm. So consider this past week and think about the moods you experienced. You can close your eyes, and if you do so, keep them slightly elevated. This helps to keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate or as you take a pause throughout your day. What contributed to the quality of your moods? Was there something that was nagging at you that you just couldn't really stop thinking about? What was it that triggered this? Just think of some of the more standout moods from this past week. Something that put you in a mood where you experienced fear or doubt or worry or regret or anger. What triggered these moods? It could be the kind of news that you listen to or watch on a regular basis, or maybe someone that you spend time with. Even a loved one can trigger a bad mood. You might think about how you interact with that person on a regular basis. Are you in a bad mood because you've been wanting to improve your diet or your fitness, and you let things slip. And so that's kind of gnawing at you, and you're feeling self-defeated. Or maybe you're feeling hopeless. Maybe you're in a dire situation and you don't see any way out. Think about your moods that bring you down, these bad moods. And think about what triggers those moods. If you dig deep and think, why do I have this mood? And you layer the whys, the why questions. Try to go deep with five layers of why questions. So if you're being triggered by stress, that's creating a bad mood because you are not exercising or eating well. You could think, well, why? And you could say, well, I put other things first. And then you could say, well, why did I do this? Why did I put other things first and not carve out this time for my health? And then you might answer, well, because I felt like the other things were more important and I can always exercise or eat well the next day. So then you might ask yourself, well, why were these other things so important? Really, what's more important than my health? And so you can ask yourself these layers of why till you get to the root cause. So you might ultimately realize, well, I just feel like no matter what I do, I'll never be healthy, or if I start, I'll end up failing, or it won't make a difference anyways. So why even bother? Why not be more successful in my productivity or my relationships and just let my health slide? So you can become very good at zeroing in on and targeting what's triggering your moods and get to the root cause. So ask yourself these questions as you go into your meditation, allowing yourself to be open to the answers you receive, the insight and awareness you gain. And then think about the upcoming week and how you want to make this a different week for yourself, focused on your intention, what it is you want to bring out in yourself. So go now into your meditation or go about your day. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.